It's time for our Voice of the Valley Advocate. A couple of guests today. I have Hilde Van Giesel with me, as well as Brad Lambrecht. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
We are excited to be here, Steve.
Nice to have you with us. Brad is the director. He is under the direction. That's right, the Fargo-Moorhead Youth Symphony under the direction of Brad Lambrecht. And he's coming, and they're coming to Valley City in the Larry J. Robinson Center for the Performing Arts on November 16th. And we want to hear more about this. We haven't had you on before, Brad. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I understand you got a VCSU connection.
I do. Actually, I was going to say, you have had me on before, but it's been about 25 years. It's been a long time since I've been on this radio station.
Oh, my. Wow. Well, nice to have you back.
I'm excited to be there. Yes. So a little bit about me. I grew up on a beef cattle ranch just south of Valley City near Lisbon, North Dakota, is where I grew up. And I decided to get my music education degree at VCSU. So that is where I met Hilde. Hilde was a brand new professor there when I started going to college there. And we got to go on tour a few times, Hilde, didn't we?
Yes. New York, and did you come with us to the Amsterdam and London too? Were you on that trip?
I did not. Oh. I went to Oaxaca before that. I was part of that group that went to Mexico. But we did, actually, Hilde and I sat near each other when we, at the Metropolitan Opera when we went to New York many moons ago. And Hilde, do you want to tell the story quick, and then we'll talk about the concert?
Absolutely, because it's such a great story, because it's inspirational. So we were sitting next to each other, and during the intermission, Brad pointed at the conductor of the orchestra that was in the pit, and he said, "That's what I want to do." And when was the first time? 2 years ago, he came back with the Fargo-Moorhead Area Youth Symphony, now a conductor. And so to me, that brings the circle, full circle, because he's exactly doing what he had planned to do. And I'm so proud of you that you've, you know, went through with it.
Oh, absolutely. It's a career path that's not very easy to go down, but I taught for 20 years, and I started an orchestra in Alexandria, and I've got my master's degree at Colorado State in Fort Collins, and then after doing that for many, many years, teaching and running that orchestra, the position became available for the Fargo-Moorhead Area Youth Symphony. And I was very excited. One of the other directors of one of the younger orchestras really pushed me to audition for it. And I said, yeah, I think that's what I want to do. And so now I'm running the Central Lake Symphony in the middle of Minnesota, and I run the Fargo-Moorhead Area Youth Symphonies. I get to conduct those kids every week. So this is a group, the Fargo-Moorhead Area Youth Symphony Orchestra, is a group of about 70 kids. They're grades 9 through 12. We meet every Sunday for just under 3 hours every Sunday. So this is a very dedicated group of young musicians.
Yeah.
One, they're giving up their Sundays to do this all school year long. And it is quite a lengthy amount of time that they give up. And we put together four or five spectacular big concerts with a very large orchestra. And many of these kids play in great programs in their high schools. They're wonderful programs. The Fargo-Moorhead area, as well as like the surrounding area. We have kids that join us from up to 100 miles away that drive there to do rehearsal every Sunday. Those kids, they want a true enrichment program in a large symphony orchestra. It's not very often in those schools that they get a full orchestra, which means all of the strings, all of the woodwinds, all of the brass, all of the percussion. And we put together a very large orchestra, which is very fun at VCSU, because in the Larry Robinson building, there is quite the auditorium in there with a very large stage, and we fill it up, don't we, Hildy?
Oh, yes.
We pack that place in when we come out there.
Wow.
And we need
we
two buses. We need two buses.
We need two buses. We need two buses to pick up all those kids and bring them on top of all of their, some of them not very small instruments to come out there.
Brad.
So I'm very, very excited about that, to bring them out there. Yeah.
I have to ask you, Brad, before the concert starts, it's an instrument petting zoo starting an hour before the concert. Tell us about what this is about.
Oh, my goodness. This is so fun. And I've had the opportunity of doing these things before. Hildy brought this up, and I said, yes. We were talking this summer, let's do this. This is a great idea. It'll get more people interested in coming to the concert. And in reality, we are the youth orchestra. There is nothing, many times when people think about orchestra, it's unfortunate, but many times when people think about orchestra, they think stodgy, they think dirgy, they think, it's so uppity and snooty. And that is not what orchestra is. If you go to Fargo and you go see the Fargo-Moorhead Symphony, if you go see the Minnesota Orchestra, if you go see any of these orchestras, they're doing very thrilling, exciting music. And we want young people to come and see this. So we opened up an opportunity here on Hildy's idea, where Ekroth Music is bringing a bunch of instruments. And the kids will be helping us with this, as well as somebody from Ekroth and myself. We will be out there, and I will say the young and the young at heart have the opportunity to come and try all of the instruments of the orchestra. Put your fingers on one and try it and make some noise out of it and see what you can do with that instrument right away. Because what we've found with young people is the moment they get their fingers on those instruments, there is a spark ignited that is so fun. By trade, I'm an organist. And so when I'm done playing in church on Sunday, I often have kids come up and they get to try the organ. And the same thing happens. You see this spark, this huge excitement, this thrilling nature that comes out of them, and they want to play that instrument. And I always tell kids, you know, when you're trying this, it's almost, have you ever watched the movie Harry Potter? It's the wand chooses the wizard, Harry. It's sort of that idea where when a kid is playing an instrument, there is an instrument that will really speak to them, and they immediately fall in love with it. Now, Hildy has fallen in love with a million different instruments. Is that not right, Hildy?
Yes, but I can totally go with that because I went on a whim, and I was part of a summer camp, and I brought a violin, and I didn't know how to play it, but they had a complete beginner one. They tuned the instrument. I put it on my shoulder. I pulled the G string, which is the lowest, and I felt it vibrate in my core. And that's when I was sold. And so I have played ever since. And I was young at heart. I was not a kid. I was an adult. This summer I fell in love with marimba. So I get to play. I still get to hit. They allow me to hit things in the community band. So I added marimba. And I'm switching to upright string bass. So now I got to play the Joss theme in our latest concert. And it was fantastic. I had way too much fun.
Oh.
I'm like a Muppet, right? You don't have to particularly good at it, but you have fun with it. But I think, and truth of the matter is, I will be at the instrument petting zoo helping with strings too, mm-hmm. but I am so going to try the oboe if they have one, because that is one of the instruments that I would love to try out. So I'm going to be young at heart, and I'm going to try it out, and we invite everybody to come join us, you know, get your hands on an instrument, try it out, see if you will find a spark. If you have played never, if you have played 100 years ago and you want to try it again, if you played 20 years ago, you want to try again, come and join us and then stay for the concert, because the concert will be fabulous.
And I just want to throw out the date, November 16th. That's a Sunday, November 16th, the Instrument Petting Zoo at 2 o'clock with a concert at 3 o'clock in the Larry J. Center for the Performing Arts, beautiful center. Brad, have you had is this going to be your first time there or not?
No. This will be my third time conducting there,
okay.
And I did get to see it beforehand. shortly after it was open, because I was curious. I wanted to see what it looked like, because I was in the old music building that they, that essentially the river held back every time it would flood.
So I was
very, very excited to see this new building go up and see the opportunities that the Valley City State University kids get to be in, and then honestly, a lot of the community and the things that they get to do in there. It's so thrilling, and it's so good for the Valley City area to have something like that.
It really is.
But we're doing our concert this weekend is all epic stories. The concert is titled Epic Stories. And so we're doing these thrilling pieces. We're doing one, the piece by Mussorgsky, Russian composer, that is called Night on Bald Mountain, which it's rumored to be about the prophetic witches at the beginning of Macbeth.
Mm.
And so it's got this terrifying, thrilling, fast, energetic, like you cannot, it's a moment where our tuba gets to, he's a young man that sits in the back of, oh, he is so excited to play this piece because he really gets to just dig it out. And you've never seen string fingers move so fast in this. The day we sight read it, they were through the roof about it. They were so excited about this.
Oh.
The second piece we're doing is a piece by Verdi, an Italian composer, who wrote this for his opera, Aida. And we are bringing opera star Heather Celli. She is an opera singer for the Fargo-Moorhead Opera. She also sings with Minnesota Opera and has sung in New York. This year she sang in Las Vegas and Reno. She's a world-renowned opera singer. And many times the kids don't get to play with a true opera singer. And that can kind of scare people. They're like, oh, opera, I don't know. You got to be around this. This is crazy what she can do. And I remember the first time that she sang in front of the kids, all the kids just stopped playing because their jaws were on the floor. And so actually being up close and personal, and in that auditorium, it is up close and personal. And so you get to kind of come and see that. We're doing a little bit of Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, again, a very epic story. And then we're ending with one of the most epic movie scores that I have ever been involved with. We're going back to my childhood, and we're doing the ending credits to John Williams's Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nice.
Epic.
Very nice.
Stories. Everything from witches to fallen romance to dinosaurs.
From A to Z. It sounds like.
A to Z. That's right.
Thank you, Brad, for joining us, and we look forward to your concert coming up November 16th here in Valley City.
Can I add that these concerts don't happen in a vacuum, so I want to make sure that we're thanking our sponsors. Ivy Real Estate Group has been the major sponsor for the last, this is their fourth year, and we're so grateful because hiring buses to is not a cheap endeavor. Also, Sabir's Dining and Lounge is sponsoring this concert. Aircraft Music, of course, is bringing all the instruments. The Valley City State University Music Department helps with printing and delivers students to help us out with everything. Of course, the Bridges Arts Council supports this concert. And then the Bridges Arts Council gets funding through the North Dakota Council on the Arts to organize all this. So again, I want to thank all of these people, all of the sponsors that are involved. And the concert will be a free will offering, so people can dump in a basket whatever they feel they can contribute. We don't like to sell tickets because we want more people in there, and we don't want ticket prices to hold you back. So if you have a large family, feel welcome. You know, it's for you, and we want you to get inspired. So thank to all of our sponsors, particularly Ivory Real Estate Group, for continuing to support this effort.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You betcha, Brad. Have a good one. You and Hildy, that's our Voice of the Valley for today.